At 1027, The Beach Boys and Help Me Rhonda, the number one single that Al Jardine did the lead vocal for. Cotton Fields before that from 2020, and from Pet Sounds, Sloop John B.
The all-new Toyota Camry moves closer to perfection. Smoothly, powerfully. It's a totally new Camry for 1987. Camry was the most trouble-free new car sold in America in 1985. The J.D. Power and Associates New Car Initial Quality Survey proved that. And now it's even more desirable. Now Camry and the all-new Camry wagon are powered by an advanced 16-valve fuel-efficient engine. Quick acceleration, more passing power, effortless cruising. It's aerodynamic in shape, contemporary in style, with room for five adults to travel in uncommon comfort. The all-new Toyota Camry, now even closer to perfection.
Who could ask for anything more? Toyota.
You're watching a chef at Pennigan's make one of their fresh homemade pasta dishes. For Pennigan's succulent seafood pasta, you begin by sautéing shrimp, crab meat, scallions, and mushrooms until they're tender and juicy, and add to a delicious Alfredo sauce of cream, sherry, and butter. Then pour over steaming linguine on top with fresh grated Parmesan cheese and chopped parsley. Of course, if you'd like a bite of Bennigan's tempting seafood pasta or tender chicken pasta parmesan or mouth-watering shrimp Palermo, the only directions you need to follow are the ones of the nearest Bennigan's. Fresh, delicious pasta dishes now. Bennigan's.
Now, Monday through Friday, till 3 p.m., it's Bennigan's Express Lunch. You get your lunch in 15 minutes or your food is free. It's not just fast, it's delicious.
There's no better gift for Christmas than a waterbed. And there's no better time to buy than right now at all Future Rest waterbeds. Cause
it's $1 million discount Christmas.
You see, at Future Rest, we've got a warm, relaxing waterbed for everyone on your list at some of our lowest prices of the year. In fact, through Monday night, you'll save up to half off store-wide. Buy any qualifying water bedroom, and we'll throw in a $299 kids' waterbed free. Plus, hundreds of stocking stuffers up to half off, like $59 satin sheet sets, just $29. And nobody sells for less. In fact, bring us any competitor's ad or invoice, and we'll beat that price by at least 10%. Save up to half off, and no payments till February.
$1 million discount.
Today at all Future Rest waterbeds.
Bring in any waterbed or bedroom furniture ad, and they'll take 10% off their price. Comparable merchandise only. Willowbrook Mall, Rockaway Town Square Mall, and Route 17 Lodi. Free child's bed with every set and free vacation with every canopy.
26 before 10, Pete Fornitz, Al back with you on this special edition of Saturday Morning 60s. And obviously the saddest Beach Boys story to tell is that of Dennis Wilson, who died 3 years ago this month. Death by drowning, although almost certainly related to his abuse of drugs and alcohol. In a quiet moment back in 1977, I asked Dennis to recall one of his favorite Beach Boys memories.
I can remember laying in bed at night, listening to In My Room on the radio. For instance, this is going back a little bit.
Yes, it is.
But when I was kind of cold and lonely, you know, that record meant something to me. Even though I was part of the group and I sang on it and I made the record, but I could be home alone in bed listening to that on the radio or on tour and, you know, in a hotel with the radio on and hear the record and be soothed. And I related to it.
My room.
Bruce Johnston's contribution to the Surf's Up album, that's Disney Girls, and it would be a mistake to underestimate the contribution of Bruce Johnston to the Beach Boys. He arrived in 1965 after Brian had stopped touring and stayed with them that first go-around into the early 70s, then left for a bit, but came back in the late 70s and is probably one of the main reasons that the group is still together and out there performing in the 80s, Bruce Johnston. Before that, in memory of the late Dennis Wilson, we heard Forever from the Sunflower Collection and In My Room.
Every 34 seconds of every selling day,
on Saturday Morning 60s. This is the segment where we normally do our six from, and in applying the concept to the Beach Boys, here's what we decided. In addition to the stamp of originality that the Beach Boys impressed upon rock and roll, they have also always communicated in their music a deep and abiding love for other kinds of rock and roll music. We've taken six examples of that, six covers by the Beach Boys, and put them together at WNEW-FM.
Do you want to dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Do you want to dance? Cover the moonlight. Hold me, baby, all through the night. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Baby, do you want to dance? Baby, do you want to dance?
Ba 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 ba.
Bob, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Bob, ba 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 let me hear some of that rock and roll music. No kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, say if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance. Dum 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 be do be dum 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 be do be dum 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 be do be dum. Whoa 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 whoa. I love love you, darling. Dum be dum be do be dum. Hold me, baby. Fantasy. I need you, darling.
The Beach Boys' love of old rock and roll coming through loud and clear in that six from Hushabye, originally a hit for the Mystics, Come Go With Me, the Del Vikings, I Can Hear Music, the Ronettes, Rock and Roll Music, Chuck Berry, Barbara Ann, the Regents, and Do You Want to Dance, Bobby Freeman. 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, our Beach Boys 25th anniversary special continues after the news at WNEW-FM in New York.
OPEC versus the oil glut. Good morning, I'm Jeff Finch from The Source. And while it's probably premature to kiss 70 and 80 cent a gallon gasoline prices goodbye, OPEC is moving to boost crude prices higher. Reporter Tom Netter in Geneva, where OPEC's oil ministers are meeting, says they're on the verge of a price and production agreement.
A cut in production will almost certainly raise prices at the gas pump and also prices for home heating oil and other fuels. But one major factor that needs to be taken into account is the massive oil lake that was built up when the price of oil was around $7 to $9 earlier this year. This could...
Fifth anniversary special, and as I mentioned earlier, we have some copies of the new book, Heroes and Villains, The True Story of the Beach Boys by Steve Gaines, published by the New American Library, to give away. Give us a call right now at 212-955-WNEW. We'll take five callers at random for copies of the new book about the Beach Boys, Heroes and Villains. You know, in addition to their own hit-making chart successes, the Beach Boys have been a big part of other superstars' hit records as well. Here's a couple of examples at WNEW-FM. The Beach Boys cover the Beatles on the Party album. That's Tell Me Why. The Beatles with a nod to the Beach Boys before that. And back in the USSR, you know our policy, no matter what the subject matter, we'll get a Beatles cut in there somewhere for you. David Lee Roth's hit remake of California Girls, with the boys themselves doing backup vocals, and also serving that function for Elton John on Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and Chicago, Wishing You Were Here. Pete Fornital on Saturday Morning 60s. We have our winners, by the way, of copies of the new book Heroes and Villains, The True Story of the Beach Boys by Steve Gaines, published by the New American Library. They are Mike Finkelstein of Wheatley Heights, New York, Ken Fody of Bergenfield, New Jersey, Elliot Jacoby of the Bronx, Doug Miller of Glen Cove, and Larry Pamelia of Ringwood, New Jersey. Now get this, Larry is the brother of Janice Pamelia, who won a book earlier, totally by coincidence. She called from Brooklyn, he called from New Jersey. What are the odds on that happening? Some statistics freak out there must know the answer. It's 10:23 at 102.7. We'll have a Beach Boys-related rock calendar for you after these messages. The Bottom Line presents tonight and tomorrow Suzanne Vega. Monday, Timbuk 3 and Don Dixon. Wednesday, Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue. Thursday, Branford Marsalis. Friday and Saturday, December 19th and 20th, an evening with Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Sunday, December 21st, Livingston Taylor and the Caroling Carolers. Wednesday, December 24th, the Andy Statman Klezmer Orchestra. Friday, December 26th through Saturday, January 3rd, The Turtles featuring Flo and Eddie. Doors open at 6:30 for dinner, shows at 8 and 11. For information, call 228-6300.
Don't miss Orbach's sensational 25% off one-day sale. Every item in every Orbach store is on sale for one day, Saturday, December 13th only. One place, the Orbach's nearest you. One sale, your opportunity to save 25% on fabulous gifts for everyone on your list. For example, 25% off all coats, suits, dresses, and sportswear. 25% off everything for juniors. 25% off all gift-giving jewelry and accessories. 25% off all sleepwear.
On December 21st, 1946, Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys was born in Hawthorne, California.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it.
With his brothers Brian and Dennis, cousin Mike Love, and friend Al Jardine, Carl has been an integral part of one of the most successful bands in rock and roll history, and he's delighted about it.
Hey, we're really lucky, you know. We're real fortunate because we get to make music, and when we do our music, it works, and we get to experience a lot of things and go a lot of places and be with a lot of people. And just a few minutes ago when you were talking, it made me think of we've been reaching a lot of people over the last few years, mainly by being with them, which is really a turn-on for me.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. And God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you. so hard to answer futures riddle when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar.
Two most direct influences on the Beach Boys are Chuck Berry and the Four Freshmen. They were a progressive jazz singing group who Brian was very into as a youngster. When he was 12 years old, he just had a lot of their albums and worked out all the vocal arrangements at the piano. And it was, I remember it was like, you know, Mom, make Carl sing. I was like 8 years old and he wanted to hear somebody singing his arrangements or his rearrangements of the Four Freshmen. Approach to singing songs, which was very close harmony, all in the same octave, and very progressive.
What good is the love that grows into the day?
That sound is unduplicated. The Beach Boys and Warmth of the Sun. Before that, a great Carl Wilson song from Surf's Up, Long Promised Road. And we began the set from Pet Sounds with God Only Knows. 23 minutes before 11 o'clock. Our time has flown by. We'll continue after these messages with concert happenings being brought to you by Molson Golden. Molson makes it golden. The WNAW.